KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory is currently in effect. For today, we'll see a chance of snow developing, especially late under cloud cover, with a high near 4 above. Moving into tonight, snow chances continue, mainly early, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 3 below, becoming partly sunny for your Saturday, with a high near 6 above. I'm meteorologist Derek Dahlman. Right now, 1 above.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A deep dive into the latest USDA cattle inventory report indicates a tighter beef supply situation for the coming year. That, according to Caitlin McCulloch, Director and Senior Ag Economist for the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
So the cattle inventory report showed that total cow and calves were down about 0.3%. And we get once a year a January 1 number, and then we also get a July 1 number. And so this is our signpost for what to expect the next year in terms of the cattle cycle, where the direction of the cow herd's going, and this seemed to affirm that we're still in a contractionary phase.
The 2020 calf crop down about 1.3%. The revised 2019 calf crop down about 2% from 2018.
That's about 500,000 head we lost in 2019. There are other some noteworthy changes, or lack thereof of changes. Beef replacement number was very close to a year ago, and most of the analysts ahead of the report thought that number for sure was going to contract.
She says the cattle grazing on small grain saw a huge rebound from a year ago.
And that's at 1.7 million head. That's a 7.5% jump from last year. You do have quite a bit more cattle there out in the country that still need to come on feed. And when that timing is, which is going to probably matter quite a bit to what we see in the Fed in terms of how Fed cattle prices react throughout the year.
Beef cow states, Texas at the top with 4.685 million head. Oklahoma second, 2.189 million cows. Others include 3, Missouri, 4, Nebraska, and 5th, Kansas. And registration is open for the special edition of the 2021 Commodity Classic. It will be delivered digitally this year direct to the farm March 2nd through the 5th. Now, the first 5,000 farmers register for free. Go to CommodityClassic.com to register. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at BlueValley.net.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Roughly 2,000 doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine has arrived at different pharmacies and Dillon stores across the state of Kansas, and they say they're pretty excited to start administering the vaccine to customers.
Our pharmacy and our pharmacy staffs are very, very excited. We look forward to being able to provide this service.
That was Robert Thomasu, the Dillon's Health and Wellness Merchandiser on KWCH News. They do recommend that if you want to get the vaccine, to go to a pharmacy in your county. And they say to be patient if you're trying to register, as they have limited availability.
I know everyone's anxious and they're ready. We just ask that you please be patient. We do have very limited supply, so I know those appointments are filling up pretty quickly.
In other news, good news for many Kansans across the state is Girl Scout cookie season officially started today. However, KWCH News reports that these sales may look just a little bit different this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The organization has released a statement saying they're relying more on digital sales and contactless ways for customers to get the cookies. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas school districts aren't rushing to vaccinate their teachers in preparation for an eventual return to full reopening of classrooms and before more contagious strains of the virus can spread throughout the state. Governor Laura Kelly told the State Finance Council on Wednesday this week that 60% of the state school districts have started vaccinating their teachers and staff. She discussed the push a day after the State Department of Education recommended that districts allow middle and high school students to resume full-time in-person instruction if precautions are taken. Several of the state's largest school districts have been offering in-person classing only part-time or teaching students online only. In other news, nursing homes and other long-term care facilities are making their tentative first steps towards easing visitor restrictions that were put in place to stem the spread of the virus as health officials finish their first rounds of vaccinations. Dr. Lee Norman with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment told the Senate Ways and Means Committee on Thursday this week that 83% of residents have received their first dose and 53% of second dose, with some turning down the vaccination, at least for now. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has chosen an Iowa state government official to serve as the next director of the Nebraska Department of Transportation. Ricketts appointed John Selmer, director of the Strategic Performance Division of the Iowa Department of Transportation. Selmer of Story City has served in his current role since 2012 and has served in the Iowa agency for over 31 years in a variety of roles, including administrative jobs. A Nebraska prison employee was arrested after she admitted to investigators that she gave an inmate a cell phone. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services says 29-year-old Casey Bartels was arrested this week at the Lincoln Correctional Center, where she had worked since October. According to court documents, investigators contacted Bartels after a cell phone was found in an inmate's cell that had been used for video chats with her. And buckle up, the Arctic Express continues. Mid-America Network News.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, with on-the-farm service 6 days a week and emergency services always available, takes this opportunity to salute area FFA members and advisors during National FFA Month. Did you know that today, almost a 500,000 student members are engaged in a wide range of agricultural activities, leading to more than 300 career opportunities in the food, fiber, and natural resource industry? Keeping you and your machinery rolling worry-free is MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, saluting student success through FFA.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A share of nearly $14 million in federal funding was awarded to 32 Kansas communities, including Vermilion in Marshall County, to assist with community projects. The community development block grants will be used for a variety of purposes, including sewer and water improvements, housing rehabilitation, and community facility improvements. The $250,000 funding awarded will be used for water system upgrades in Vermilion. Washington and Nemahal counties are among 27 counties and three cities that will receive funding for bridge replacement through the Kansas Local Bridge Improvement Program. More than $5 million is being made available statewide as part of a 10-year transportation program initiated last year. Local matching funds are being utilized as part of the projects. Recent house fires this week in Marysville have officials urging caution from residents and homeowners during this extreme cold spell. Space heaters draw a considerable load on electrical systems, and extension cords and multiple plugs are often a dangerous combination. Exposed flames or heating units close to combustible materials are also concerns, and the process of thawing pipes can be dangerous if not monitored. Marysville volunteer firemen answered a call Wednesday afternoon at a residence south of the elementary school in Marysville and were called out Tuesday morning to a home in the 500 block of Jenkins. Final damage estimates not available, but were reported as extensive. Neither residence was occupied at the time of the fires, and no injuries were reported. The New Year's baby in Nemahal County was not born until January 20th, as Briggs Wayne Sanders was born at the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital to Devin and Hannah Sanders. Invenergy, a Chicago-based company, continues seeking easements for the Grain Belt Express Transmission Line project that will pass northeast Kansas through Washington, Marshall, and Nemahal counties as part of a 750-mile line that will deliver southwest Kansas wind energy to Illinois. The proposed route would run west-east, about a mile south of U.S. 36 Highway. Easements would include a 20% down payment, with landowners allowed continued use of the property. The firm has indicated they would begin reaching out to county officials along the route sometime this year. Due to cold weather, recycling drop-off this Saturday in Marysville will be postponed a week until February 20th, and recycling collection in Axtell will be canceled. Sunday services at Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg and Bethlehem Lutheran Bremen have been canceled. The Good Shepherd Lutheran School Association meeting Sunday is postponed until February 21st. James H. Jim Juniman, age 79, of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Jim Juniman. Lola R. Hers, age 89, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lola Hers. Donald Losey, age 82, formerly of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Donna Losey. Mary E. Beefy, age 85, of Pawnee City, passed away January 23rd. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City, interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mary Beefy.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm so hungry. I want food. Where's dinner?
You could have prevented this Valentine's Day tragedy with a dine-in or carry-out dinner on Saturday from the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville. For $35 per person or less, you could have a four-course prime rib, chicken cordon bleu, or shrimp scampi dinner with soup, salad, and dessert. You have the power to change your Valentine's destiny by making reservations or pre-ordering by 5 o'clock Friday. Save Valentine's. Call the Empty Cup today. 562-3354.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, the coldest temperatures so far for the winter season are expected across the region for today and into the weekend, as we are going to see high temperatures only into the single digits, all thanks to an Arctic air mass in place across the area. This trend does look to continue here all the way through the early parts of next week before we start to see a gradual warming trend with temperatures back into the teens and lower 20s by the middle and the end of next week. As for precipitation across the area, we will continue to see on and off chances of snow here. That being said, though, we are watching the possibility of some measurable snowfall across the region, especially late Saturday night into Sunday. So for this afternoon, we'll see a chance of snow developing under cloudy skies with a high near 4 above. Heading into tonight, snow will be likely, especially early, with up to an inch of accumulation possible. I'm meteorologist Derek Dahlman.
Show your Chiefs pride with gear from Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Celebrate the Red Kingdom with flags, ornaments, and other decor. Perfect for that hard-to-shop-for Valentine. Make it one-stop shopping with cards, candy, and Duke Cannon products. Whether it's red for Valentine's Day or red for the Kansas City Chiefs, Reflections is where you need to be.
Average high temperature mid-February, 46. Record high on this date, 73. The average low 20, and the record low was 35 below zero. Sunrise this morning at 7:22. Sunset this evening at 6:01.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Chinese New Year arrives today. It's goodbye to the year of the rat and welcome to the year of the ox. A closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 12th, the 43rd day of the year. Abraham Lincoln was born on this day in 1809. Today marks a new year on the Chinese calendar, and this is expected to be a fortuitous year for those born under the sign of the ox. You're an ox if you were born in the year 1961, 1973, 85, 97, or 2009. Ox personalities are said to be diligent, dependable, and honest, but sometimes have a stubborn temperament. Physically, they are robust and strong and suffer fewer illnesses than others. Some notable people born under the sign of the ox: former President Barack Obama, Britain's Iron Lady Margaret Thatcher, and Walt Disney. Your lucky numbers this year? Write them down, the number 1 and 4. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Let me list all the ways Riverside Market and Flowers can help you this Valentine's Day. They have flowers, blooming plants, balloons, candy, jewelry, luxury soaps and candles, Duke Cannon for him, and more. And they deliver to Marysville, Frankfort, Barnes, Randolph, and all locations in between, plus free delivery to all Valley Heights schools on Friday. Whew, that's a lot of ways to say I love you to all the loves of your life. Call or stop in at the Riverside Market today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. The KU men's basketball squad has won their second straight after getting left off the AP poll. Okchai Agbaji scored 19 points with 5 three-pointers. Christian Braun had 18 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. And Kansas cruised past Iowa State last night 97-64 for their second straight victory since getting left off the AP Top 25 college poll earlier this week. Up next for KU, they'll meet up again with the Iowa State Cyclones. This matchup tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eric Almirola and Austin Dillon were the winners in last night's 150-mile qualifying races for Sunday's Daytona 500. However, both drivers now have a chance to move from the second to the front row following car issues for pole sitter Alex Bowman and William Bowman. Almirola held off a charge from Joey Logano, who pulled alongside him on the final lap of the first 150-mile race. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on Sportage, Niro, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333 1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 2021.
The Big 12 released its 2021 conference football schedule less than 2 months after Oklahoma won its sixth consecutive league championship. The Sooners beat Iowa State in the Big 12 title game on December 19th. The Cyclones last season beat Texas and Oklahoma in the same season while putting together a Big 12 best 8-1 conference record during the regular season before losing in their first conference title game. Iowa State and Oklahoma next meet up November 20th in Norman, 2 weeks before the next title game. Now to the MLB, the Major League season scheduled to open on April 1st with the Yankees hosting Toronto and Detroit hosting Cleveland to start a full schedule of 15 games. The schedule envisions every team playing its first game on the same day for the first time since 1968. Again on the college hardwood for this weekend, the KU Jayhawks and Iowa State Cyclones tomorrow at 2, K-State Wildcats and Oklahoma State
Thursday night makeup basketball games in girls play. Valley Heights beat Frankfort in overtime 55-54. Hanover girls took Axtell 56-34. Clay Center edges Wamego 48-47. In boys play, Valley Heights took Frankfort 51-48. Hanover over Axtell 72-35. Clifton Clyde over Washington County boys 49-33. Wamego took Council Grove 72-51.
A Mustang sweep in makeup games as Valley Heights takes Frankfort in girls and boys play Thursday night. Valley Heights boys win the nightcap 51-48. Both teams scored 15 points in the fourth quarter as Valley Heights held a three-point third-quarter advantage, paced by Cameron Beardsley with 21 points. Jake Youngerberg in double figures with a dozen as Valley Heights improves to 5-8, 4-2. Frankfort led in scoring by reserve Ethan Armstrong with 13, Aiden Gerstner with 11. Cats fall to 10-5, 5-3. Valley Heights 51, Frankfort 48. Girls game went to overtime. Lydia Loisel off balance, desperation shot at the end of regulation, tied the game at 48. Valley Heights prevails, led by Emma Youngerberg, unofficially with 24 points, including 8 of 11 free throws, 7 of 10 in the second half. Valley Heights improves to 12-1, 6-0. Frankfort led by Aubrey Rose with 16, Casey Shirley in double figures with 11. Frankfort with a loss 13-3, 6-2. Valley Heights 55, Frankfort 54 in overtime. Both teams back at home Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Several of the Friday night basketball games will tip off early, including Washington County at Axtell and Lynn at Wetmore, scheduled to tip off at 4 o'clock. Marysville at Clay Center, girls varsity at 4:30, boys to follow. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Centralia. Frankfort entertains Troy. Hanover is host to Donovan West. Diller Odell entertains Friend. And Southern is home to Thayer Central. Marysville High School hosted district wrestling this past weekend with three each. District champion, runner-up, and consolation. Two others placing fourth. Gabe Fredrickson, Patrick Smith, and Jack Lott placing first. Elise Rose won her weight class in the girls' division. Carter Trimble, Ian Dittamore, and Garrison Craig finished runner-up. Jake Dankenbrink, Kai Barton, and Bo Wassenberg finishing third. Hayden Price and Jacob Hafley placed fourth. All advanced to regionals at Rossville this weekend.
When the American Revolution began, there were many living in the colonies that remained loyal to the king. In many cases, they fled the new nation and had their property confiscated by the Patriots. The story of one of those men is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Growing up, we were told of the heroic deeds of the Patriots who defeated the British to form the United States of America. As Nancy Jones explains, we often do not hear the story of what happened to those who remained loyal to the King of England.
The house was constructed in 1759 for a very wealthy young man, a loyalist. His name was John Vassal. His wealth came from sugarcane plantations in Jamaica.
He lived in this large home in Cambridge, Massachusetts until 1774.
He evacuated the house in fear for his family's safety. He was loyal to the King of England, and the rebels, or the patriots as we would call them, were causing some problems for the King of England. So Mr. Vassal evacuated, and the house was seized by the patriots.
Vassal and his family were refugees of the American Revolution.
He originally fled into Boston and then went with his family to Nova Scotia. He went to England, but he had not been born there, so he was a newcomer to the English scene. Probably not as highly regarded there as he would have been here, because he was a colonist.
Vassal died in England, never returning to his home here.
The Continental Congress in June of 1775 appoints General Washington to be commander of the army. He comes north to Cambridge, arrives in Cambridge in early July 1775, and takes this house as his headquarters and his home for the next 9 months.
But more well-known Americans were to call this home, and their story, and that of the American Revolution, is next time as we travel the countryside. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 260 acres more or less, in Elm Creek Township, located 7 miles south of Marysville on the West River Road. Auction Friday, February 19th, 10 a.m., for the Eddington Family Trust. This includes an irrigation system installed in the spring of 2017. The property includes 260 acres more or less, listed at 60 acres dry land, 102 acres irrigation, 96 acres native grass, the remainder in tame grass. This irrigated and non-irrigated land auction of property in Elm Creek Township, located 7 miles south of U.S. 36 on the West River Road on the east side, will be sold at auction Friday, February 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the American Legion in Marysville. For inspection or details, contact Donald Prell, Realty and Auction, Don Prell, Steve Prell, or Valerie Prell, brokers and auctioneers. There will be a land auction, 700-plus acres in Gage County, located a half-mile north to a mile-and-a-half north of Odell on the east side of Southwest 61st Road. Sale Thursday, February 25th, 10 a.m. at the Odell Community Center. Tract 1 is 83 acres, 75 acres cropland, 90% tillable dry land with good producing soils and maintained terrace and waterways. Tract 2 is 201 acres, 184 acres cropland, 91% tillable with the remainder in waterways with little waste. Tract 3 is 80 acres, 70 acres cropland, 87% tillable flat dry land with the remainder in waterways and timber. Tract 4 is 228 acres, 156 acres cropland, 16 acres pasture, and the remainder in timber and lake. This is an outstanding hunting and fishing property with a 20-acre lake. Tract 5 is 113 acres, 46 acres cropland, the balance in pasture. For inspection or details, contact Derek Fratiska with Edgewater Farm Management at edgewaterfm.biz. Simultaneous live and online bidding for these fine tracts, Gage County farmland, located north of Odell, Thursday, February 25th. Sale time 10 a.m. at the Odell Community Center.
Winter complicates life in the pond. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Ice and snow make living conditions less than friendly for plants and animals in the water as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at CommodityClassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Ice is like a lid on the aquatic ecosystem and limits the amount of nutrients, energy, and oxygen available to fish and other creatures. But aquatic specialist Mark Mungan says if the ice stays thin and clear, plants and algae will produce oxygen because sunlight can filter through.
They're completing that photosynthesis process and they're putting oxygen in the water. And at the very least, they're dormant. And so they're stationary. They're sitting there in a dormant state. They are not breaking down and decomposing. Because when everything breaks down and decomposes, that's when you get that anaerobic activity occurring.
It only takes 4 inches of wet snow on top of the ice to eliminate sunlight penetration, and oxygen levels will decline fast. To prevent a fish kill, partially clear off the snow by shoveling long strips across the pond to allow some sunlight to penetrate the ice. You'll want to keep about 30% of the ice free of extended snow cover. However, for your safety, only remove the snow when the ice is at least 4 inches thick. If the ice is weak and can't hold up the snow, the problem will solve itself. Whatever you do, never try to break the ice on the top, as this can send shockwaves to the fish, causing them to die. Snow and ice removal is especially important in shallow ponds that are less than 8 feet deep and have an abundance of aquatic vegetation. Weeds, tree leaves, and other things are decaying on the pond bottom, which increases the chance of winter kill.
Ammonia given off in excessive rates. Look out, fish, frogs, crayfish, everything, snails. It'll kill them. Everything's rotting and breaking down underneath the dark black ice.
Learn more about the issues of a pond in the wintertime at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Smith Auto values all patron support and pledges to provide the same high standards of service in the future. Because of the valued customers, the business will continue to grow strong and vibrant. From Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations, and we buy scrap iron.
Oh, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go on till the Lord comes to call me away, where the morn is bright and the Lamb is the light. And the night is as fair as the day. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. there will be peace in the valley for me.
With spring being the most popular time of year in real estate, it wouldn't surprise me if many of you are gearing up to purchase your first home or maybe looking to move. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Whatever boat you're in, it's important to make sure you have all your ducks in a row before making any major financial decisions. First things first, when purchasing a new home, it's helpful to have a good amount of money saved up. And if you haven't started saving, I recommend creating a separate account and making it your future home savings. Second, leading up to the purchase, it's important to limit excess spending and avoid taking out unnecessary loans. Having too many loans can result in the denial of a home loan or higher rates. Beyond saving and limiting debt, it's a good idea to work with a financial professional who can help you keep your short and long-term financial strategy in mind as you think about how much to spend on a new home. Even during times of saving, you'll find joy in giving.
We're proud to salute our local FFA. Local chapters use February as an opportunity to highlight program success, recognize community supporters, and amplify the mission of the organization. Celebrate FFA. A reminder from these merchants: Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Kuhlman Implement and Hardware, Parker Seed, B&W Electric, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, and Wanklin Oil.
Hi, this is Noah Scheibe from the Axos FFA chapter. I am a junior, and this month we are celebrating National FFA Week, which is a time to celebrate and learn about agriculture and FFA. Did you know that the FFA organization has over 700,000 members in all 50 states and Puerto Rico? As our FFA chapter celebrates agriculture and FFA this month, we want everyone to get involved here at school.
I'm Grady Fox from the junior class of 2022, and I'm at Frankfort High. I'm pretty involved in FFA. I'm an officer. I'm student advisor. Spend a lot of my time out in the ag shop, and I try to do a lot of competitive events in FFA. So far, we have done dairy cattle judging. I'd have to look at the list, but I know we've also done public speaking. They had insect and entomology, plants, horticulture stuff too, which some of them have been a problem because of COVID, but we have to do them all online in the classroom, which at least we can still do them. I mean, we attend all the meetings. I help make decisions. When we have our meetings, I say my role, and I let people know what we're going to do for that month. I want to be an agronomist when I get older, so I spend a lot of time in horticulture and involved in FFA. We also have a family farm that I help out on. All that will come in to help me later on in the future.
Hi, I'm Gus Howard, and I am the sentinel for Marysville FFA chapter. I go to Marysville High School, and I'm a senior. Some of the things I like about FFA is it's kind of like a family, you know. You don't really feel left out in it. You're very inclusive. As like right now, we are doing a meat judging unit in one of my ag classes, and it's kind of just looking and judging the different cuts of meat from the consumer perspective of the market.
More than 700,000 FFA members will celebrate February developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through ag education. Our local FFA chapters are recognized by Hanover Electric, First National Bank in Frankfort, St. Gordon & Associates, Midwest Products, and Barry Bussing Construction. Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers Used Megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, there weren't too many surprises in the February World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates Report, but corn export numbers seem to grab most of the attention. Jim Mintert is with the Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture. He says the USDA's rise in predicted corn exports wasn't as big as the trade had expected.
They pushed it up 50 million bushels compared to where they were in January. However, that still leaves it below where they were in December. The challenge, of course, was the industry was expecting a bigger export boost from the USDA, and so was really kind of disappointed. As you look at the driver behind the changes in exports and look at what's going on with respect to exports to China versus all exports, if you look at the exports on a weekly basis and look at them going back to the 2015 marketing year, 2016, 17, 18, 19, versus what's taking place this year, it's pretty interesting. Corn exports, these are the actual shipments, so far this year up 80% compared to last year.
He says China is a big reason for the boost in corn exports.
Exports to China alone account for almost 70% of the increase. So that's kind of an interesting move. And with respect to the big change there, if you look at prior years, historically, China has purchased essentially zero corn from the U.S. In prior years. So this is a big switch and really kind of makes the whole export forecast business somewhat challenging.
China is using the corn for its rebuilding pork industry.
Obviously, the driver here is China's attempt to rebuild their meat supplies very rapidly, especially pork. And in the process of doing that, in response to the African swine fever problem they've had in China for the last several years, they've really changed how they produce hogs. So they're really switching over to a more industrial-style pork production model.
Mintert says that results in a big change in their diet, so they're switching over to a diet that's focusing more heavily on corn and soybean meal. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on sportage. Nero, Cadenza, K900 to KMF with 1333 1000 finance. Example, 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 2020.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Despite a regulatory freeze, eligible farmers can still sign up for CFAP 2.1 funding. Michael Clements shares more on how to sign up for the latest round of COVID relief.
The Biden administration issued a regulatory freeze to review federal programs, including the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2.1 for farmers and ranchers. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Michael Neveu says, however, farmers can and should sign up for the program now.
Yes, they can, and we highly encourage them to do so. There's been some conversation around potentially the program being canceled. That is not the case. It's just a temporary freeze. This is pretty common when you get a new administration coming in, and once they get all of their people in place, we highly expect the program to be moving forward. So with this, we still encourage farmers to apply. They are still accepting applications. They just aren't processing payments at this point.
Neveu says the latest round of assistance was expanded to include contract growers.
Many producers were left out of the CARES Act and original CFAP programs because farmers who raise animals under a contract for another entity that owns those animals could not participate. In this recent announcement, USDA clarified that contract producers of broilers, turkeys, chicken eggs, laying hens, and hogs who suffered a drop in revenue in 2020 due to the pandemic are now eligible for assistance.
Nevue says the deadline to apply is approaching quickly.
Newly eligible producers who need to submit a CFAP application or producers who need to modify an existing one have to do so by February 26. They can do that at their local USDA service center, or they can find additional information at USDA's CFAP website.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture asking USDA for more flexibility in the use of specialty crop block grants. Specifically, they're seeking additional flexibility in the Consolidated Appropriation Act of 2021 to enhance the responses to the continued demands that COVID-19 has placed on the industry. Tag News from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
When you buy Owens Corning insulation, you can be confident of eliminating air leaks and cutting down your energy costs. Hometown Lumber and Hardware stocks Owens Corning ProCat blown-in insulation. And with your purchase of insulation, the blower is made available to use free of charge. Owens Corning ProCat blow-in insulation works great for insulating existing walls and ceilings, attics, basements, garages, and more. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Prescribed fire is an effective land management tool. When done correctly, fire improves habitat for a variety of wildlife species on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America's farmer-led, farmer-focused experience is coming direct to your farm this year. The 2021 Commodity Classic will be delivered digitally March 2nd through 5th with an impressive lineup of great speakers, education, innovation, and technology. And if you're one of the first 5,000 farmers to register, you'll have your $20 registration fee covered thanks to our generous agribusiness sponsors. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more and register today at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you want to improve habitat for wildlife on your land, consider setting it on fire. Prescribed burns indirectly impact wildlife by changing vegetation structure and composition. They impact how much food is available and the amount and quality of cover for wildlife. Jared Brook is an extension wildlife specialist at Purdue University. He says knowing your management objectives, especially identifying which wildlife species you want to encourage, is a very important part of your burn plan.
Not all wildlife species are going to have the same habitat, and so a fire is going to influence the habitat for specific species differently. You want to make sure you understand how that fire is going to influence the vegetation type in order to understand how it's going to influence the wildlife. So it's going to dictate how frequently you use fire. It's also going to dictate in what season or what time of year you're going to use fire.
Brooks says a common safety hazard during a prescribed fire is an inadequate fire break. The best breaks are bare soil, a gravel or paved road, or bordered by water such as a stream or pond.
The general rule of thumb is that you want your fire breaks about 2 to 3 times the height of the vegetation that's burning. So if you're thinking about burning in a native grass field, anywhere from about 20 to 30 feet is the kind of ideal width of a fire break.
Brooke also recommends letting your local authorities and nearby landowners know when you're going to burn so the fire department doesn't come out unnecessarily. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about prescribed fire for wildlife management at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're seeing some pressure on corn, but wheat and soybeans seem to be doing nicely. March KC wheat is up 8 3/4 at 6.19 3/4. May is up 8.5 at 6.25 1/2. March corn down 0.5 cent at 5.40 1/2. May corn is down 1.5 at 5.38 1/4. Soybeans took a bit of a dip, but have rallied again. March beans up 2 3/4 at 13.70 1/4. May beans up 2 3/4 at 13.69 1/2. We're still having trouble with soybean meal. March is at 4.27. That's down $1.90. May soybean meal is down $1.50 at 4.26.90. Bean oil is still up. March up 40 points at 46.03. May is up 39 points at 45.38. So all in all, things look well in the soy complex. Bean meals continues to struggle, though. March cotton is up 41 points at 86.82. May cotton is up 42 points at 88.29. So a good day so far for cotton. In the livestock complex, most everything is green. February live cattle up 175 at 117.07. April is up 155 at 124.70. March feeder cattle up 167 at 140.82. April feeders up 145 at 144.82. Hogs looking pretty well. April hogs up 22 at 84.47. May hogs up 22 at 86.60. So things, for the most part, look good in the livestock complex. Looking at the energies markets, March crude oil is up $1.29 at $59.53. April's up $1.30 at $59.44. Unleaded gas and heating oil are also higher. Natural gas is up fractionally, too. And gold is down. February gold is down $1.70 at $1,823.20 an ounce. Silver and copper are both up. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with proof credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited year financing on Sportage, Nero, Cadenza, and K900 for KMF with 1333-1000 finance. Example, 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 2028.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my song, Prairie Fire.
Well, it was burning season, a hungry glow lit up the midnight sky. I was looking for change, passion and rage. It was time to come alive.
And
prairie fire.
City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.